podcast merchandise. That is the topic for today. I'm Mark from onpodium.com. This is Podcast About Podcasting. Let's go. Welcome to episode 48. There is a very predictable life cycle for a new podcaster. You launch the show, you grind for a few months, you finally hit a milestone, maybe 500 or 1,000 downloads per episode, you feel amazing. And because you feel amazing, you decide it is time to monetize. You think, I am going to sell merch. So you go online, you take your massive square podcast cover art, and you slap it right in the middle of a black t-shirt. You price it at $25, you announce it on your show, you tell your listeners, hey guys, support the show, go buy the official t-shirt. And then you sell exactly zero shirts. Maybe your mom buys one, but your actual audience doesn't buy anything. You feel rejected. You assume your audience doesn't actually care about you, but that is not true. The problem is not your audience. The problem is that you do not understand the psychology of apparel. Here is the harsh reality. Nobody wants to be a walking billboard for an indie podcast. When a human being buys a piece of clothing, they are not doing it to do you a favor. They are doing it to express their own identity to the world. If someone buys a vintage Metallica t-shirt, they are telling the world, I am edgy and I like classic metal. If someone buys a shirt with a massive Nike swoosh, they are telling the world, I am athletic. But if someone wears a shirt that says, The Mark Johnson Real Estate Podcast, what does that tell the world? It just looks like they got a free promotional t-shirt at a boring corporate conference. There is no identity attached to it. It is socially awkward to wear. If you want to sell merchandise, you have to pivot away from the logo strategy and embrace the inside joke strategy. Your merchandise should act as a secret handshake for your superfans. It should not look like podcast merch at all. Think about the recurring segments on your show. Think about a funny catchphrase you say by accident every week. Think about a highly specific, nerdy joke that only people in your industry would understand. If you host a podcast for exhausted emergency room nurses, do not sell a shirt with your podcast logo. Sell a shirt that has a beautiful, vintage design of a coffee cup and a stethoscope with a funny, sarcastic quote about working the night shift. To a stranger on the street, it just looks like a cool, funny graphic tee. But to a listener of your show, it is an inside joke. It means they belong to your tribe. They will buy that shirt because it represents their life, not your podcast. Put your actual podcast logo very small on the back of the neck or on the sleeve. And when you do launch this merch, please do not take a massive financial risk. In the old days, you had to order a box of 100 t-shirts in various sizes, keep them in your garage, and drive to the post office every time someone bought one. You would end up losing hundreds of dollars on unsold inventory. Today, you must use print on demand, or POD. Services like Printful or Printify integrate directly into a basic website. It costs nothing to set up. When a listener orders a shirt, the Printify factory prints that one single shirt, packages it, and ships it directly to your listener. You never touch the product, and you carry zero inventory risk. You just collect the profit margin. Stop trying to sell billboards. Start selling identity. Create a cool inside joke. Put it on a shirt and watch your superfans proudly wear it. That is all for today. Come back tomorrow to hear about building a community and why your audience is incredibly lonely. I'm Mark, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, keep podcasting.